How are you doing, Lindsay?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Might be a little easier to look at the big screen versus the little one down here, so go right ahead.
All right, great. So I'm just going to keep this pretty easy. I was running for Congress. I withdrew a few weeks before and endorsed one of my opponents. So some of the things I'm talking about are actually personal experience. We have open primaries in South Carolina. That's a major problem. That should have been one of the first things they fixed. During the election, my name was left on the ballot, but what happened down in Beaufort County was that there were candidates in the county council. Mike Covert was running for a seat. They left people's names, candidates, off of the actual ballot. And there had, during early voting, they had already come forward and said, hey, our names aren't on here. We need to do something about it. And basically, the South Carolina Election Commission and the chairman of the Republican Party said, well, there's only 70 people affected. We're not going to worry about it. That was their response. But during the time in Beaufort County, after the primary, there was some huge issues. There was no tabulation for any of the remaining votes for people who didn't catch word that I had withdrawn, and there was a massive discrepancy in the vote. So we found out that there was a breaking of the chain of command and chain of custody.
Right.
There was a seal that was broken, and someone had taken out of the ballot box the ballots, and they were keeping my name off of the tabulation.
Wow.
And then they were giving more votes to Nancy Mace than to Katie Arrington. So we went to the election hearing for that county. They did a recount. They zeroed out the machine, which I am for completely eliminating the machines, by the way. And it went from...
You're a good company.
Right? Multiple thousand discrepancy in favor of Nancy Mace to just under 2,000 discrepancy in still favor of Nancy Mace. And we saw the crossover of Democrats voting for her in the primary. So that was a major issue. The other thing is that, of course, just like many other states, we have online voter rolls. And our GOP chairman went around telling everyone, Drew McKissick, that over 250,000 names were removed, purged off of that. And I knew that that wasn't the case because I've stayed in contact with the South Carolina Election Commission. As criminal as they operate, they're at least truthful in telling us that they don't purge those records. And they hate that word. They make them inactive. So ironically enough, we found out during the primaries, there was an entire precinct of people who vote every single election cycle, every year that there's an election, and all of them were made invalid or inactive. So they didn't purge the rolls, they didn't remove them, they made them inactive. They have dozens of codes, inactive deceased, inactive moved. So what we found out was that there was a deadline to register to vote. We had multiple people who were registering to vote on the day of the election. The other key thing to note is that on our voter registration form, there is something at the bottom that says if you're age 65 years of age or older, a voter with a disability, part of the Marine Merchant family and their Marine merchants and their family, military members and their family, so on and so forth, live outside of the country, you don't have to have proof of residency or ID to register to vote. How do I know this? Grandpa moved from Washington State down to South Carolina, and they didn't require that. Of course, so there's just some things there that are the bad things. And our state leaders. So during my campaign, I brought in Arizona Representative Mark Fincham twice. I brought in Dr. Frank. He's awesome. Love him so much. And, you know, the GOP actually asked me to bring him back out. They said, we want to hear what he has to say. Not only did they meet with the AG, I think they met with him twice, but they met with leaders of our GOP, of our state, and their entire response to that was that they just basically turned their nose up at it. We have a handful of patriots that are serving at the state house that have signed on to things that would help us. So where we were touting that we had the best election laws in the country, we really missed the mark on a lot of things. So those are some of the explain this moments.
Well, thank you, Lindsay. Yeah. We appreciate it. I wish we had more time, but
we're
out of time, and
well,
they're pushing
you.
On me. Thank you, Lindsay. Lindsay from South Carolina. Thank you, Lindsay.